tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time we've anxiously been awaiting. The time where you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the frothers.
The frothers?
Yeah, that's French
for fathers. They've got frothers here.
Frothers, you know. And you gather everybody. It's time to get around the old tube radios. It's time once again for that weekly journey into true culinary excellence. It's the only theater of the mind radio show that involves culinary in the world. We are Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chef. Listen to my thousands and streamed around the world on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at a real fave location for Chef and a Fat Man.
Yes, it is.
Master Matt and his crack crew, not crew on crack, but his crack crew at Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb, where we bring all the celebrities that come into town, cookbook authors, and just celebrities, period. They all come into town. We try to bring them here because, like every Cook's Warehouse, it's an awesome place, but it's closest to us. So, it is.
I see. It's a little selfish.
Well, no, it's right next door, really, to Whole Foods. I mean, you literally walk out the door, go right next door to Whole Foods.
Well, it's the best place to come do a show because I get to go over to Whole Foods, pick up my food, walk right next door, and here you are.
Yes, we are. And, of course, you recognize the docile tones of Executive Chef Eric with a K, Holdo. And Chef and the Fat Man, of course, is brought to you by the Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
And by sweet onions, not real sweet, the real sweet onions by Schumann Produce, leaders in Vidalia, and this time of the year, Peruvian sweet onions. And my friends, how do you know if you're really getting the real sweet onion? If it doesn't say real sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
And, of course, by our newest sponsors, Cutter's Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. My friends, and the chef and I can attest to that, Cutter's is more than the classiest cigar store in Georgia. It's a place where great minds meet.
Very nice.
It's all about Cutter's. And, of course, we'll probably be there, anytime we're in town, we're there all the time. Great people there at Cutter's. I mean, Brand is the GM, or the manager, and Tom and Russ and... Man, it's such a great place to go, though, isn't it? I mean, Domino's, great conversations.
Yep. It's a wonderful, classy place. You can bring in your laptop. They've got free Wi-Fi. You can work, you know, while having a cigar. You know, go in on some Monday afternoon when you're on conference calls all day. Go in there, grab a cigar. No, I wouldn't do that.
I know you would.
Grab a cigar and enjoy yourself.
Selection of quality cigars.
Or Friday nights. I mean, it's packed house on Friday nights. All sorts of folks come in. There are lockers available, so you can store your cigars and anything else
you know,
that you'd like.
I just got a locker. Do you know what my locker's name on the front is?
I do. It's General Patton.
Yes, most apropos.
Except he was actually out from where I was from. His family's from there. As a matter
of
fact, yeah, I used to ride by his family's home. Every day going to school.
Now let me ask you: did you get the? Did you get the William Clinton locker, or did you get the...
No, I have the most interesting man alive locker.
Oh.
You know, the guy from the Dos Equis commercials? I figured that was an apropos sort of locker to have. So,
well, my friends, if you're looking for a great cigar experience, it is the greatest in all of Georgia. Go to Cutter's Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. It's just about a quarter mile off of 400 going towards Highway 9. It's not even that far.
It's like 800 feet.
Yeah, well, I didn't count it.
I think I've probably
walked there a few times. And, of course, by the Israeli Ministry of Tourism, if you have a chance, check out GoIsrael.com. And once you do, the adventure begins right there at GoIsrael.com. And, of course, you'll want to take a flight on an incredible airlines, LL Airlines. Absolutely a delightful, incredible staff.
More flight attendants than I think on any flight I've ever been on.
I mean, they take care of you.
Yeah,
I mean, if you think it, even in regular class,
Yeah, where we
if
were.
If you think it.
Where I was.
Yeah, no, I was there half the time.
Well, half the time, because you paid for an upgrade.
Yes, I did. But that being said, it was an incredible experience, and L.A. Airlines really did a top-notch job.
You know what's kind of cool is at the beginning of the flight, they actually, you know, they go through and they give everyone little packets of stuff and snacks and whatnot at the beginning of the mm-hmm. flight when you're still on the ground. And they pass out water bottles, full-size water bottles.
Yeah, it's not those little dinky
8-ounce. Yeah, where you have to say, can I have three of them, please? You know, makes one glass of water. So, no, really a great airline. And it's a long flight, so you want to be on a good, safe airline.
Yes, you do, especially when you're going there. But, man, when you land, the adventure begins in Israel.
It's awesome. I mean, it starts with a beautiful airport, even.
Yes.
I mean,
the Ben-Gurion airport is gorgeous. In Tel Aviv, that's where we flew in, and it was just spectacular. And, of course, we had the chance to sit down with the director of the Southeastern region, Ayel Carlin, and I had a chance to have lunch recently. Unfortunately, due to your restrictions, you couldn't go, but they were asking about you. And
my restrictions. Sounds like I've got some.
Well, it's called a job.
Yeah, a real job.
Yes, not my job.
That's it.
But although my job's getting pretty hectic,
yes,
man.
We
sat down and had a debriefing recently with the ministry, and they got very favorable reviews of us. And of course, I told them about our experiences, and it was absolutely incredible. So, hats off to IL. Carlin, to Joe Diaz, and to the lovely Ariel, who was helping out when Dana was out on maternity leave, Dana Samesh. So y'all were amazing, and I had a good time. You know, we talked about they are trying to arrange where the Minister of Tourism for the country of Israel will be on our show. They're trying to arrange that, so I'm working that out as we speak. And also, Chef Batan from Tel Aviv, who has one of the most prestigious restaurants in Tel Aviv and a couple of fine drinking establishments he's built in Tel Aviv. He is going to be in town, and we're trying to work a show with him as he will be in to do the cuisine for the the Atlanta Jewish Film Festival, which is a huge event. And Bernie Marcus and Arthur Blank Foundations both contribute heavily to this, and it's really, really a neat event. So we're going to be in, you know, we're trying to get involved with them. So we're really working together closely. I'm telling you, my friends, they are great people. And, of course, the Hotel Monteleone, the crown jewel of the French Quarter. If you're going down for Mardi Gras or any time here in New Orleans, you go to the French Quarter and hang out at the Hotel Monteleone and then run over to Arnaud's Cigar Bar, French 75, and enjoy the fine, fine cigar. And speaking of fine, fine things, joining me as he does each and every week, he is the dynamo of delicious, I think is a great way to call him. He is the largesse of liquidity.
What?
The largesse of liquidity.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, well, I do. He is, of course, our very favorite executive chef, Eric with a K Holdo. And Chef Eric, I know you're excited about our very special guest. He came all the way over from North Carolina. And when you hear him, you can't tell whether he's from northern North Carolina or southern North Carolina. I think his accent will kind of throw you off. But you're very excited because you get to show off your linguistic skills.
Well, all right. So Cary, North Carolina is probably not where he's from, I'm thinking, just based on his accent. But I do speak un petit peu de français, a little bit. But we'll see if I can make a fool of myself or not.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Our very special guest is someone that we were real excited to make all this happen. He is Chef Lionel Vatnay of La Farm Bakery in Cary, North Carolina. But his street cred is freaking amazing, dude.
Yeah.
He is the pioneer of American artisanal bread baking. He was trained with European master bakers. He has attempted over his years to demystify bread baking, and that's going to be a chore because, quite frankly, I don't do any bread baking because I can never get it to look like the pictures. Mine always sag. Mine always hang over. And I'm not talking about my stomach. But, I mean, I can never, and it takes so freaking long. But I bet you.
You may learn something.
I'm going to learn a lot. He also coached the American team when they first earned their gold medal in France's La Coupe du Monde de la Boulangerie. Hey,
yeah,
huh?
C'est bien.
Yeah, très bien. Very good. With all these creds and more that we're going to get to in the show, he's come out with a really great new book. I got to take a breath for this one. A Passion for Bread, Lessons from a Master Baker, 7 Steps to Making Great Bread. It is a big title, but it is an awesome book.